Hello.
Here's Tina.
Thank you for holding. Is this William?
Yes, it is. Hi, Tina.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing excellent, too. We made it to Thursday, right? We're almost there.
Oh, yeah. I can't complain.
Now, are you with HTC Construction, or is it Hammer Time? Because I know when I called it, they said it was an AI voicemail, which was cool, but it said Hammer Time.
Yes, it is Hammer Time. We use the initials HT. But yes, it is.
Got it. Okay, so both is correct, but you want to be promoted as Hammer Time, right?
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Okay. And I saw that you had a lot of really good questions about our service, and I was curious, how did you find out about our service?
I used to lead a daycare, and you guys were our SEO, and you guys did a phenomenal job.
Oh, awesome. That's neat. Wow, what a big difference from daycare into construction, huh?
yeah, it is.
yeah, it's
so
a whole other
I'm
side
not
of
sure
the spectrum.
If you handled, I'm not sure if you handled construction industry, but you guys did a great job in the daycare. Like, we were the top three all the time. And ranking in like 10 different keywords.
Yeah, a lot of our customers that were daycare, they sometimes would even have to put it on hold because you only have so many slots, right? So sometimes if it would like fill up, they would put it on hold and just have their website running in the meantime. But that's cool that you.
No, we never put it on hold. What we did was we were always full, so we had a waiting list of like a year.
Oh, so you always kept it open so you could keep that
waiting
list.
Yes, of course.
Replenished. That's cool. Good for you. So now for the construction, how long have you had that business?
A little bit over 2 years.
Okay. Good for you. They say the first year and a half or so is the hardest, so at least you're over that hump, right?
Yeah, it wasn't hard at all. I mean, we did good sales, actually. We started off really good. I got a great team.
Good. Okay. And speaking of your team, is it like a couple of crews under you, or how does that work?
We're three partners. I decide the marketing advertising part of it. So I already have a budget in mind. And, you know, like, I don't need approval from my other. I already got approval.
Okay. And then what do you have set up for your business now? Do you already have a website or a business Facebook? I think I found a Yelp when I was looking for you earlier, but what else do you have going?
Yeah, we started with Yelp, but that was no good. We were getting so many fake leads and so many that we just ended with them.
Okay.
Right now we do have a website.
Okay.
We did pay someone in Fiverr to put us across all the business listings.
Okay.
But of course that needs updating because that was 2 years ago. What else can I say? I think we're doing a lot of Angie leads right now.
Okay. I see the website. It's htcconstructiongroup.com. Is that correct?
htconstructiongroup.com, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My contact's fuzzy.
No,
the
no,
C goes with the construction. I see
mm-hmm.
it. Okay. It's funny because I kind of need them for distance, and when I put them on for it kind of alters my near vision a little bit on the computer. I can
mm-hmm.
see better without them. So, are you thinking that because you're not working with that company anymore that develops your website, are you thinking that maybe you would need a new site, or are you going to be able to keep this one?
I mean, it's up to you guys what you recommend. Honestly, I think when I was at the daycare, you guys, we didn't have a website, and you guys designed it for us.
Yes. Okay. So when we bring a client on board, if they already have a site and they want to keep it, that's perfectly fine. What we would do is attach the site to all the listings and then optimize the listings to show on the first page so that now the site would get the exposure that it needs to bring you clients. But we do build, as you know from, you know, your past experience, highly rankable Google compliant sites. And if you would prefer, we could put one together for you. So, I mean, at this point, I would think for you, it's just a preference, you know, whether you want to continue with your regular site or have us build you one. What is your zip code? Because I saw you're in the Rochester area, right?
No, I'm in the Westchester County area.
Oh, Westchester County. Okay, good. I don't know where I saw that. Let me fix that.
Yeah, so we do a lot of business in New York City. Mm-hmm. That's Manhattan, New Rochelle, Yonkers, Westchester County.
Okay. No wonder you're doing so good. Those are some really good areas. That's why your business is taking off so much, I would think. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Not everyone can get into New York City. So we have the GC license. We have one of the best insurance. So, yeah, you have to in order to get to New York City.
Yeah, and then give me your zip code real quick.
The zip code that we have the business registered is 10801 in New Rochelle.
Okay. The reason I'm asking you is that you would be an excellent candidate for what's called our ideal package. Our ideal package has similar to what you had with the daycare center, but it also has a brand new program that Google released about a year ago included, which is called Google Guaranteed or Google Verified. Have you heard of that before? They're also known as local service ads.
No, I haven't.
Okay. So what it is it's an exclusive lead program that Google rolled out, and it's not available in all areas and all industries. So I put in your zip code, and I put in that you're a general contractor, and luckily it is available in your area. Reason I recommend it is that you say that you're licensed. I'm sure that you're insured and all that good stuff, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So because you'd have to pass a background check in order to participate in this program, someone like you, based on what you told me, you're going to pass that background check with flying colors, as long as you don't have any felonies or and you have a valid, you know, Social Security number, EIN number for the business. That's going to be a slam dunk for you. Okay, yeah, okay, perfect. And then once you're actually approved, it's a pay-per-lead program. Now, how this would work differently from what you have with Angie's is that Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple companies. So if you get a lead through the Google Verified program or the local service ads, it comes only to you. So you have a much higher chance of converting it. And it sounds like you have a great conversion rate already, you know. And then on top of it, you only pay for the lead if it's a valid lead within your category. So, for instance,
but can we get unlimited? But we still have the unlimited part of it.
Yes. That's why I'm calling it the ideal package, William, is this includes the best of both worlds. So I'll give you the pricing for the whole shebang, so to speak. But if you want to just stick with the original package that you had with the daycare, we could do that and then add on this Google Verified program later, because what the local map optimization would include is showcasing your business on the first page in the local map section 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. So with that package, you don't have to worry about paying per lead or per click or anything like that. And what it would entail is we would program you into not only the first page of Google and Bing, but also some of the popular directories in your area. We would also program you into the mobile platform, making sure that you guys come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, where for someone like you, that's huge because, you know, most people these days anyway are doing the searches from their smartphones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, what about, so we're going to help you capitalize.
Social, mm-hmm. What about social media?
Wow, you're actually right on top of it. That was my next point. I was going to ask you, I don't know if you answered me or not, but you don't have a business Facebook set up yet, do you?
We have a Facebook, but
okay.
Let me see. We hired some SEO company. I don't even know their name, but they haven't been doing a good job. They've been over a year and we haven't gotten one single lead from them. One single lead. They're just, for me, it seems like they're just posting. They do good posting on Facebook. Like they post every other day, but
yeah,
it's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere.
I'm sorry to hear that because success on the internet is all about working with the right company. And I've been with Local Splash for 14 years and I've heard every kind of horror story imaginable out there. And the fact that you've been, you know, using them for a year and you haven't gotten results, that's a huge red flag because, you know, industry standard for first page placement takes 90 days. We're a premier partner, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. Reason I'm asking about the Facebook, though, is that because we're the premier partner to Google, Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So this blows up so much more than just doing posts on it. And what I mean by that is that, you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
That's programmatic ads, yes. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And as you know, that's because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for Hammer Time Construction coming up. So it's designed to bring you even more new clients coming, you know, from the social media platform. Is your target right now more of commercial, or do you want to target the residential as well?
Both. We're doing both. Okay. Right now we're doing the Wingstop franchisee. We're looking mm-hmm. now for Starbucks, Wendy's, like those food chain restaurants. So we do commercial as well. We are working towards getting into new development as well. Where we have the personnel to do it. And of
Got
course,
it.
the day to day, we have like different crews. We have crews for residential and another crew for commercial. So we are interested in both. Actually, our website needs to show that because we're not showing that.
I was thinking that your website to me looks more like it's strictly commercial, not a lot of like homeowners if
yeah,
they see this. I mean,
yeah.
it looks like you're like a big time, you know, where you're only doing
yeah.
a commercial and that might scare someone away. So we can definitely fix that for you, build you a new site that focuses on both and has tabs for residential and for commercial, even promote that you're a trusted business in the community that does, you know, for Wingstop, you know. So mm-hmm. all of that will definitely help you. And then what we also do is promote you, or I should say provide a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see how many new clients found you on Google, how many found you on Facebook, which keywords they actually typed in to find you, and if, you know, they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent, okay? So with that being said, yes.
We are planning to use a CRM, which I believe can integrate with almost anything. They're really
okay.
flexible in integration. Is that something we would be able to do from the SEO to have it integrated into our CRM?
So I think what you're asking is, meaning like if we built the site for you, would we be able to integrate that into your CRM, right? Because that's where that's going to be applicable. People will be filling that out for your site. Okay, that's what I was thinking. Okay.
And it will go direct, because I need that information in the CRM so we can.
Okay, it's not something that we typically do, but I can ask our web development team, and when I've asked questions like this before, they've told me that they can absolutely do it on a special request. So I'm confident, like 99.9%, that they would be able to do it, but I would verify with them first anyway, just to make, you know, triple check that they can do it. And then the pricing for this is, and I don't want to confuse you, but I want to give you a couple of options. If you do just the first package, well, either way, it's a flat rate month-to-month of $299. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 that goes on the first payment only, so it would be $398 today, okay? Now, if you do the package where you include the Google Verified, all we charge to participate in that is a one-time application fee plus your leads down the road when you're approved. So the application fee is just $250. So if you wanted to do it, what we would do is take that $99 setup fee and put it into the application fee. So you wouldn't have to, so pretty much you'd save $100 by doing it at the same time as opposed to doing it later. So in that aspect, you would pay $549 today, and that includes the application fee. The $99 would be waived. And then each month moving forward, it would be $299 plus the lead costs. My lead generator is actually not giving me. You said it was New Rochelle, right? I'm trying to get the actual cost on the leads for you.
Yes, New Rochelle.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
One second. You have some inconsistency online, meaning a couple of, you know, there's one that says Yonkers, and then you said New Rochelle. I think I might have seen Rochester. So that's something that's all going to have to be cleaned up for you also. So, you know, you could give us access to those listings, and we can, you know, kind of clean it all up and put it under the New Rochelle.
Yeah, I have an Excel sheet. I have an Excel sheet with all of them.
I love it. Okay, good. Yeah, someone like you, you're very organized with that. So that's great. So let's see. Okay, so the leads would run about $68 each, okay? So let's say that it's a smaller job, it might be only $62. If it's a bigger job, it would be maybe more like $72. But the average would be $68. And then what we would do 4 to 8 weeks down the road, whenever you pass the background check, we would call you and say, okay, William, congratulations, you passed the background check. We want to activate the budget for the leads, which would equal 13 leads within the month, or let's see, $910. Now, you don't have to take on 13 leads within the month always. You can, you know, take on as little or as many as you like. And what I mean by that is, let's say that you take on 4 or 5 leads and they're all big jobs, what would happen is the next month you just, you know, pay for the 4 or 5 leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket, okay? And the nice thing about this is that, again, you're only paying for the leads that are actual. So we would monitor it, and if someone calls you and says, hey, William, are you guys hiring? You don't pay for that because that's not a lead. Or if they say, hey, you know, do you do remodels? I'm in Ohio. Well, you're not going to pay for that because that's not your service area, right? So, yeah, that's the huge benefit in addition to the fact that it only comes to you. Also, once you're Google Verified approved, you're going to get that green or blue check mark next to your name. So everybody that looks you up online is going to know that you're Google Verified approved and that you have Google backing your business, because they don't approve every company out there. You know, so that's going to be something that will help you with your conversion also. So with that being said, are you thinking, you know, because I know you said you already have a budget in mind, that you'd want to go with, you know, the best of both worlds, so to speak, or would you want to stick with the original package and then maybe add on the Google Verified later? What are your thoughts?
I like the best of both worlds, but I have other questions. Like my questions were not answered. Mm-hmm.
let me look at what you typed out. Let's see, make sure we cover it all.
So
what's the minimum monthly
spend? We already covered that.
$299 monthly, yeah, plus your lead fees. Mm-hmm. What deliverables are included at that price? Review generation, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. So go ahead, just fire away and tell me what you want me to answer for you.
All right. Okay, so the, like, AI assistant or does this go in, like, local citations as well? I don't think we discussed any of that.
It does, but just a couple of the popular ones. We used to do, you know, up to 60 citations. And then what mm-hmm. we found was that, you know, because those were citations that people never heard of before, you know, some of them were the big ones that we already, you know, program into, but some of them were little Mickey Mouse ones that no one knew about. So we decided mm-hmm. to just stick with the big ones to ensure that you get better placement. So we will do, obviously, the trusted citations that are applicable and are popular in your area, but we don't do that huge blast of, like, 40 to 60 of them anymore.
Okay. Reviews, generation, or automation. I'm really high in automation, like ChatGPT, like suggestions to leave reviews, like pre-populated and all that.
Yep, what we
have,
do
like,
with
a
that
system?
Is, yes, so we would send you a review generator email and text, and it would say something to the effect of, you know, thank you for using Hammer Time Construction. If you're happy with our service, click here to leave a review. And then because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And we even, for certain clients, will build it into the website where there's even a review generator link on the website. Click here to leave a review on the Facebook, on the different directories that we program you into. So we do it full circle. And what people love about our review generation strategy is that you guys are in the driver's seat with it, right? Because in business, somewhere along the line, William, you know this, there's always going to be that one client that you can jump through hoops mm-hmm. and bend backwards for, and no matter what you do, they're not happy. So don't send this to that guy.
right, of course.
Right? Only send it to the ones that you're confident will give you that 5-star rating, you know, and that's what, like mm-hmm. I said, our clients love about it, is that it's not just a complete AI blast that goes to anybody and everybody out there, because that potentially could get some 1-stars up there too, and we don't want that to happen, you know. So
now the question is, when they get this to leave a review, mm-hmm. does ChatGPT suggest what to leave, or does it pre-populate, like giving them suggestions of what to leave?
It doesn't. It just, gives the link to your Google Business profile, where when they click on it, it opens up. So the nice thing, though, and I want to let you know, because the ChatGPT, I would imagine that if you wanted a feature like that, you could build, you know, kind of your own automated email and just use the link that we send you, the hyperlink that goes into the review form, and kind of set it mm-hmm. up where it's, you know, integrated with ChatGPT. But, you know, the nice thing is that if people are able to actually write what they're thinking and what they're feeling, sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. it's better than, you know, just ChatGPT coming, you know, across with something that they think would be good. Because ChatGPT, as good as that is, they don't really know everything that you've done for the clients and all the ins and outs, and, you know. So I would say try it like this first, And then if you wanted to, you could maybe integrate it with something that would give suggestions. But that would be really cool. I agree with you for sure.
Yeah, I mean, because some other company has that. So I'm like, man, I wish like local Splash also has. So
how much do they charge for that feature? Or is that just included?
No, it comes included in their app already.
Okay. So
yeah. And that's important for me because let's say someone leaves it not only from the client's perspective, which makes it easier, they can just they have three suggestions or they can write their own. They just click on it, makes it much easier. Also on my side, when I go to reply, I get three sample ones where I can just choose one. And it's like, for me, I just want to respond. I don't want to get into detail. Like, I want to save time.
Yeah. Plus I know what you're saying too, because sometimes I see businesses that have, you know, a bunch of 5-star ratings, but nothing written, just someone went in and clicked 5 stars and submitted
exactly,
it and they didn't have time to write what they're thinking, you know? So, let me just see here.
It makes it easier on both sides.
For sure.
That's, for me, like that's key because right now I can't keep up with the reviews. So that, like asking for reviews after we do a job that I know that we're going to get 5 stars, but for them, it doesn't even make it easier either. Like I send them, they're like, yeah, I'm going to do it. When I send it, it doesn't make it easy for them.
Well, I don't know what you're sending, but with ours, it's very successful because it's just the hyperlink that takes us straight to it. And the reason, and I know this too, William, because I'm in internet marketing and I know how important reviews and online reputation are. And trust me, I've had great experiences with businesses where I've said, you know, oh, I'm so happy. Thank you for everything. I'm going to go home and give you a 5-star rating. But once I'm out of that moment, that idea kind of gets stuck on the back burner. And we all know what happens to ideas that are stuck on the back burner, right? So, you know, and there's many times where, you know, 6 months go by and something will trigger me and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I promised I'd give that guy a review and I totally forgot, you know? So that's the benefit of this is after they've already committed to writing you a review, if they did get stuck on the back burner, they open up their email and there's a hyperlink for Hammer Time Construction review tool. It's a no-brainer. Most people are going to do it, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think that would, you know, even as is would be a great tool. I could ask Steve, who is also our web development guy, if he could build something, you know, that's GBT chat, you know, integrated to give people ideas of what to write. Not sure if he can do it or not, but if you did want to move forward, I could definitely ask him. Okay.
Please.
And then, yeah, of course. I want you to have like all the bells and whistles of whatever that other company is offering if we can, you know, make them available to you. And then, what other questions do you have?
What's the expected timeline, for results? I know I saw results at the daycare like 6 to 9 months into it.
So here's why I wanted to recommend kind of like the bundle package to the ideal for you is that when you bundle this, you'll get results sooner because we say 4 to 8 weeks for the background check approval, but because it's a newer program that Google rolled out, we're knocking them out closer to the 4-week mark. In the interim, we're also launching the Facebook ads, the directories, the mobile optimization. So all of that launches in under 2 weeks. First page placement on Google, that's the part in the maps that will take the longest. Industry standard is 90 days. We quote 45 to 60 days. So with that being said, it's always the second month that you'll see the program pop with everything. but you're absolutely going to see activity within your first month because of the launching of the Facebook ads, you know, getting the approval for the Google Verified program, you know, the directories, the social media, all of that's going to happen a little bit quicker. Also, the benefit if you bundle it is that you can target wherever you like with those Google Verified leads without having a business address. So as you know, your Google business page is tied into the business address in New Rochelle, right? Not to say that you'd only be showing in New Rochelle, but it would stick within, you know, very, very close to that and maybe a couple of the outskirting areas. But if you know for a fact, hey, I want New York City, I want Manhattan, you have these targeted areas that you want to work in, we can target the Facebook ads and we can target the Google Verified leads in wherever you like, as long as it's a 50-mile radius. So people like that, that it jumpstarts your results, gets you going quicker, but also you can put the leads wherever you like. And that would be determined, you know, during our onboarding call. We would find out where you want them to run, and we could set it up for you accordingly.
Okay. How's the, like, what happens if we don't hit the agreed KPIs, like for leads, calls, traffic?
So there isn't really an expectation or a number that we can really guarantee or promise. Google says, you know, that's like a four-letter word. No, none of their premier partners can say that. However, what I can tell you is, just looking at New Rochelle over the last 30 days, there were 1,218 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So what that means is that, you know, I wouldn't tell you, you know, oh, try the program and 1,218 clients would, you know, come flooding in.
No, right. Of course not.
You know?
Know that.
Right. But what we know is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you guys as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. You know what I mean?
So we would be the top three.
No one can tell you also where you'll fall within that list. And what I mean by that is that there's only 20 companies total that can ever be on the first page at one time. Now, because we're the best of the best in the industry, yes, we will always, you know, place companies that sometimes will instantaneously go to the first positioning. Sometimes they're down at five or six while we build up their relevancy and they achieve a higher placement. But for the companies that are, say, in the 10th position or the 11th position, they're still amongst the businesses that are getting 87% of the revenue. So that's where your online reputation is really going to kick in and be important, you know, meaning not only the reviews, but also promoting that you're a trusted business in the community. How much years of industry expertise, showcasing that you work with Wingstop if they allow you to use their name, you know, as far as, you know, your marketing, things like that. Or you could just say we're, you know, with one of the major fast food chains in the area and we do all of their construction needs, you know, whatever it may be. We're really big on conversion, making sure that when a potential client sees you, they already have that comfortable feeling in hiring you. But, you know, with that type of volume being searched for in your area, there's no way that something like this wouldn't work, you know. And then with the Google Verified, it's just pay per lead, pay as you go.
So if I were to give you a list of zip codes that I'm interested in working in, I'll be able to rank in those.
Exactly.
Okay.
Not rank, but you would be showing in the Google Verified section in those, which is the top three, by the way. And then it's above the maps. Because if you do, like, contractor near me, for example, you'll see the companies at the top that have the check marks next to your name. And then you'll also see below that the sponsored ads. Those are pay-per-click. And then lastly, what you'll see is the maps, which is the local map optimization, which is what you had with the daycare center. And that's included in the package as well. But that map section is tied into your business address. Nobody can tell you that you'd be in the map section within all these different zip codes unless you had, exactly address in those areas. But with the ads and with the leads, we can target those in the zip codes specifically.
Two more things. One is, would I have access to like reporting? Or is that something you would send to me directly, or do you have an app that I check the reporting there?
No, you have access on the app. So there's a Local Splash app. It's in the Android and the iPhone store. You would download it on your phone and then log in with your credentials that we send you. And then you get all of your results through that app in real time. So you'll see the how many people are clicking. You'll see the keywords. You'll see if they're calling organically through the Google listing or if they're calling through the Google Verified exclusive lead program or if they're calling through Facebook. And then which zip codes they're coming from, of course.
Okay. And then lastly, do you do like content, like for social media? Like I wanted like a package that has social media as well, because we don't have anyone doing social media right now, and I know social media is big.
Yeah, we only do the Facebook ads, but as you know, Meta also powers, you know, Instagram. So, you know, the ads that we run and the content that we run on the Facebook, it would be integrated with a business Instagram, but the ads would actually be running exclusively on the Facebook. But for the content, we do weekly posts. In your situation, we'd probably do several posts a week just to keep you more relevant because you're in a highly competitive area, not only on your Facebook page for helping with social media clients, but also to do it on your Google business page to help you with the, you know, relevancy of the Google listing too. And with those weekly posts, we can make them generic or we can integrate them into what you would call specials that you want to run. So let's say that you're like, hey, let's do 5% off for a new client during Veterans Day or something like that. You could always shoot us a text and say, hey, run a special like this for me, and then we would integrate it for you in the post that we're doing that week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's also, is that included in this package
yes.
as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just get back to me on the review thing. I'm really high on that, and let me know what what your
of
guys.
Of course.
Say.
Yep, I'll ask Steve.
And then I'll make a decision. Based on your answer.
Okay. So I'll send out some notes for him, and then also I have to check on the CRM, you know, if we can integrate that into the site, you know. And then I'll send you an email with all of the pricing that we discussed. And then I saw that the lead calculator that I put it in brought up a different rate than what Google said. So that rate, that form was spinning, so I just kind of tried to calculate it myself. But the leads are pretty close to what I told you. They're $72, and the activation budget is $939 rather than $910. But I'll send that to you in an email. And then you want me to call you back in an hour or so once I hear back from him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, you got it.
I'll probably be with the client in an hour or so. So maybe like after 2, I'll be available.
After 2. Okay, you got it. I'll put a note to call you after 2, and then we'll just pick up where we left off then, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, Tina.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.